Ro Dollar Flow Bigliani, along with my partner, Telly TJ Vangeli. This is Cross Vegas. After years of sowing seeds of faith as up-and-coming televangelists, TJ and I crashed into our new endeavor of being social mediators for the kingdom right here in Las Vegas. We're demonstrating the blessing that he wants for you in our latest project of prosperity at Cross Vegas. Come join us as we bring the redemption of riches to the Sin City. After all, what happens here stays in heaven.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Do you or someone you love have trouble paying your debts? Are you unable to snatch your job back from the clutches of the China virus 19? Do you find yourself shamefully sitting on the couch while the government pays for your GrubDash bills and your designer face masks and your NetSnap Plus streaming service? Are you ready to take responsibility for yourself? Hi, I'm Tommy Bootstraps, and for $19.99 per month, I'll send you my Tug in Your Bootstraps Financial Responsibility course on audio cassette. This is perfect for the person who needs to channel the spirit of the greatest generation, who made a way for themselves without any aid or handouts from the government. They did it with blood, sweat, tears, elbow grease, and the confidence in knowing the Nazis would never again rise to challenge our great country. So throw away your excuses and your stimulus checks. This Tug in Your Bootstraps course was designed without any technology bias. That way you can listen to it in your 1996 Toyota Camry while you drive to the job you don't have. Just have your maxed out credit card number ready and dial 1-800-TUGGIN-BOOTS. Well, hello there, TJ. I'd like to welcome all of our listeners across the fruited plains to this episode of Cross Vegas. We got a lot in store for our listeners, don't we, TJ?
Oh, yeah. This is an action-packed adventure through actually our now standard or typical three segments. I'm looking forward to this one. We really get into the money business. We get into the vaccine business. We get right on into everything that you want to know about what we think about what's going on in the world. It's going to be a wonderful day, my friend.
That's right. It's going to be wonderful. So let's just kick it right off. And as you said, we're going to get into some of that money business. Now, this is a topic I know we get a lot of feedback on, a lot of at mentions, if you will. And I like to point out that many of the naysayers and the social media troll slayers have been critical of our financial plan, which by the way, comes directly from the Lord. And some of the folks out there have been saying that we're building no more than a spiritual pyramid or a spiritual pyramid scheme, I've heard. And the truth is, if for those of you that have been listening to the show, we are building a pyramid. I mean, we outlined that in a previous episode, how there's going to be a bunch of wonders of the world all stacked up on each other. So, yes, pyramids are about what we're about. Now, and others have been saying things like we're building our house on a sand. And to that, well, absolutely. Right now, TJ and I are standing in the sand here at Cross Vegas. So from that standpoint, yes, we are building something in the sand, aren't we?
And they have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps, and I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. So actually, it's right out of the hymnal we've given you chapter and verse. So I don't see anything in these criticisms, Rudy. The pyramid, we haven't put the schemata together for exactly how the pressures and the engineering feats will be worked, but it'll be a scheme, and about 20% of it will be pyramid-shaped.
That's absolutely right. Now, if we want to talk, you know, scripture, spiritually speaking, we believe we are building ourselves something that's on the rock, hashtag stoned, and you may have noticed that, you know, we also do have some sponsorships on this podcast. And Those are just truly meant to offset the costs of production so that your dollars or your euros or your pesos or whatever you're sending our way is spent on the ministry in the building of Cross Vegas as opposed to just getting this podcast out there. Because, you know, as I've said many times, I don't want the podcast to get in the way of the Godcast.
You know, there's more than one type of thing getting in the way of what we're doing here. We've been, of course, you know, sponsoring ourselves, getting some sponsorships for ourselves, sponsoring others. Just a lot of sponsorship exchanges. And some of those we're producing ourselves. Some of those we're getting piped in. We're just putting bids out, getting bids in for the fundraising. But we've also been trying to put on some special events here on the Cross Vegas building site. But we've been having trouble even making progress on that. You know, we've talked about Councilman Crayer, his objections. Now this, Rudy, I didn't even tell you this one. This one just came up today. So, you know, I was working on our mask burning ceremony that we're planning for 2 weeks from Saturday. Now, to the listeners who don't know, we were going to have some people ignite their masks right off their faces with the unquenchable holy fire that burns continuously from an exposed gas pipe at our construction site. It's going to be symbolic of the Holy Spirit freeing our mouths, that coal on the lips of the prophet, to make him able to speak the good news you can't really hear very well through a double-layered CDC-recommended mask, which of course is oppression from the government. We can't even do that. But I'm talking to Councilman Carrera on the phone, and I'm saying you give people certifications in tandem cowboy and horse skydiving for $150, and you won't let us follow our conscience and religious matters. I've just about given up, Rudy. These events we're trying to put on just keep getting blocked. So that's one of the reasons we got to do all these sponsorships.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I tried out some of the mask burning myself, and Facebook live that, and it's, I mean, there's two things. Number one, it's powerful, and number two, I didn't need to shave for about a week. And I find that, you know, if you can't get with that, then what in the world are you even doing here? And I mean, we got people who are putting their life on the line with a tiger, and all we're trying to do is put a little fire to someone's face. I don't understand what the big deal is.
It happens every day on the streets of Istanbul, doesn't it? The Turkish shave, the fiery shave. I've seen that on National Geographic any number of times.
That's right. I mean, a little, and you know, this does get back to some of our roots, but you know, just that whole thing about, hey, y'all watch this, and famous last words, but we're not doing something crazy. It's not like we're, you know, dousing each other in lighter fluid. We're just burning a couple masks.
It's kind of like when I was trying to take selfies from the pulpit when I was preaching at Whosoever Will, Full Gospel, Full Anointing, Full Apostles of the Future Church, and then I was reading the comments and the emojis to the congregation as they came in. People are yelling at me, and I'm like, are you just trying to quench the spirit? Of course I'm going to tell you what emojis people are live Facebooking back at me.
Oh, absolutely. And fire is something that we are supposed to embrace, not put rules up against. I mean, some holy fire never did no harm, especially applied to a mask. And when they made that Christian Backdraft movie a few years ago, they weren't worried about getting permits to make Christian Backdraft, and that thing was successful. And I'll tell you something else, the community rallied around it, and I expect the community's going to rally around this one too.
You know, Councilman Crayer's objections made me think maybe next proposal we go in the opposite direction. So they don't like fire. Well, what other elements are there? And I thought, let's go with water. So, you know, I was reading Psalm 29 today. The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. And that just brought to mind, what if he's water skiing on his heavenly throne? And you've got, and now just picture this. You see a standard old crucifix and you're like, I don't know if that looks like winning. But you see that same crucifix ripping across the lake at 30 knots and then launching over a row of flaming tugboats. And you have this compelling vision of a savior you want to trust. I don't know about you, Rudy, but nothing makes me want to trust someone more when they land that daredevil feat. You know, take my money, right? We're trying to raise the booty of Christ and twerk his mighty works until all the nation is drawn onto him.
Now that is a powerful image. That's something that's taking the whole Fonzie jumping the shark into a spiritual holy dimension right there, my friend. You know, I really like it when you get to thinking and you get to imagining. It does my heart good. It does my heart good. Well, you know, we're trying to represent his kingdom, not just in the physical, but we're also representing what's happening spiritually. There's a tangible and untangible. And, you know, we were watching the Super Bowl, and we saw that there's a few more people in that crowd than I expected due to the Corona 19. And it got us to thinking about the fact that many people out there are looking to be present with us in Cross Vegas, but they're not able to quite pull it off. We got some plans regarding how to get people present on this property, even if they're not completely physically here, but we have a physical representation for it, very similar to our standing in heaven from a spiritual standpoint. And soon to be physical standpoint. So you want to lay that out a little more for us?
Yeah, I just love watching this year's big game and Tom Brady bringing some glory to Florida, the state that proves America is biologically male. So what we decided to do was to say, you want to be in Cross Vegas. You can't be in Cross Vegas. Police would keep you out. But you'd like to be here. And what if you sent an avatar of yourself? Only this wouldn't be one of those sort of Hindu things. This would be more like one of those physical attars, kind of like a keytar would show up in your place here. And just to have this privilege of having your representation, your likeness, your sort of image of man, if you will, showed up here in Cross Vegas to send in a small donation. We haven't fixed on the amount exactly yet. We're going to actually get into that. There's some alternative methods of arranging this that Rudy's going to lay out, but we would receive some remuneration from you. We'd set up your likeness. Send in a high resolution, low resolution, JPEG, PDF, you know, a GIF, whatever you got of yourself. And that would be your representation in Cross Vegas. We'd put that in the seats of the Holy Coliseum of Christian gladiatorial victory. And as soon as we're allowed by the oppressive government, when they unoppress that button, they depress that oppression button, we'll have you physically in that seat, but you'll know where to go because your likeness will already be sitting in your reserved seat.
Absolutely. That's the already and not yet sort of a thing going on. I think that's just a beautiful picture there. Can you imagine you're already in Cross Vegas, but you're able to stay in your home and do your thing and not get all sandy with it. But when it is time, you can be like, I was there on opening day. Everybody wants to be at the ballpark on opening day, and this is your chance to do it.
And your likeness will itself be protected. I mean, they'll be stacked inside one of our tents for now. So those who've paid for the webcam extra will just be seeing the inside of the tent for a while. But then you'll know that exact moment when your camera's running and we gloriously reveal through an unzipped tent, thrust in and grab a handful to take of you all into the sanctuary, you'll know exactly that moment when you're set up in seat 25E in row J, right? It'll be a glorious moment.
Just parading on through. We're going to parade all them cardboard cutouts as they're waving and flapping in the wind as we make their way into the stadium. And it will be genuinely a glorious day. So that's one way we are taking the physical and spiritual, and we're bringing them together for an opportunity for you. But we also have an incredible opportunity, and that's for a brand new way to invest in the physicality of Cross Vegas, but also the cyberness of Cross Vegas. And to meet that need and to answer that call, we felt it's worthy to create wine skins for our new wine or grape juice. And that new wine be in cryptocurrency. And I'm not talking about Bitcoin, Chainlink, Litecoin. I think our listeners would agree that those cryptocurrencies are more like creeptocurrencies, if you know what I mean. So instead of following the blind down a dark cobblestone path, we felt that the prudent and faithful thing to do is to make our own cryptocurrency. That way, our people, our tribe, if you will know that they're investing in something that reaches beyond the tangible into the intangible world of heaven. And we don't want to bore you with all the financial details, and we're not coming here to circumcise the mosquito, so to speak. But for all the Gen Zers and the Jeezers with no cash and no checks and no credit cards because you're not old enough, you need a way to really be a part of this and to pardon the illustration, but a way to put your foreskin in the game. So to start with, we needed a good name for this currency, and it turns out, actually, as a side note, a lot of spiritual leaders have tried this. So we look no further than the Benny Hintrus page or Jim Baker's Divine Dimes, which then got divested into the prosperity pennies. But anyway, I transgress. So today, right here on this show, we want to announce our initial coin offering for our new cryptocurrency, which is the Celestial Cyber Sections. You heard it here, folks. We're giving you the opportunity to trade in your cold, hard-earned cash for this new money, the Celestial Cyber Sections.
We've gone through a couple of different iterations on the names. I liked, you know, I'm just going to lay my cards on the table here. I liked Angel Bites. Kind of made me think of, like, what if vampires were good? You know, that just got me into a whole tizzy. But really, I think the principle is they're sort of like casino chips. You know, you can put them all in, you can give them away, you can cash them in at the appropriate time. And we're excited about this Celestial Cyber Section initial offering. But I think the only problem is the name is pretty long. And I was thinking, you know, it needs a nice shortening, maybe like C-sections or cyber sects. But, you know, with that latter one, people might get the wrong idea, think we're belonging to a sect or a cult or something. And I think our personal injury lawyers have been telling us you really have to start using your official name and not try to, like, be one of these pseudo-religions where there's only, like, two members. But you got to have a place of worship. You got to establish yourself for the tax exemption purposes. So just another announcement right along with cyber sections here, Celestial Cyber Sections, is that we're going to be referring to ourselves as the Patriotic Amenican Prosperity Church and Amalgamated Enterprises of the Greater Southwest, LLC. So you're going to see that on all the paperwork about the cyber sections.
Beautiful, and that's so clear, and you'll know it when you see a tweet that goes out, special offering, hashtag cybersex. So you'll know that that's us, and that's a good word. Maybe we'll leave it up to the listeners. We could say, put out a poll question there. Are you for C-sections or cybersex? And that could be the determiner once and for all, and you can vote by actually purchasing some of this coin. Now this, of course, this currency is going to be an investment that's, you know, solid rock, hashtag stoned. And it's not just about the investment, though, because in addition to the pure investment, this currency can also be spent on a brand new invention, and that being of prayer bots. And basically, it works like this, where each coin can be cyberly inserted into a prayer bot who will never cease to bring your requests to the throne. Can you imagine that? A bot who's praying for you 24/7.
Yeah, this is going to be one of our major offerings to the public and to the Lord, because you're going to have incense continually rising from these automated intelligences that are going to be kind of maybe Mad Lib style inserting your names into some of the prayers that we have. But they're actually going to be celebrity lookalikes. They're going to be praying on your behalf. And it's going to be complicated, but we built in some machine learning. You know, you thought you'd heard the last of emerging technologies when we're doing our blockchain, you know, crypto cyber stuff here. But oh boy, we got machine learning. And these prayer bots are going to be praying whatever they feel led to pray, just inserting your name from time to time. But they're going to also be scanning the news to see if the prayers have been answered. So we're assuming that some of you are going to be praying prayers like, I hope Michelle Obama has a major fall from grace and gets really embarrassed at the Golden Globes or something like that. So our prayer bots are going to be scanning the news every day, looking for evidence of the answer to your prayer. And they're going to remember what they prayed ahead of that. So they're going to pray more like that when they see a confirmed answer out in the public square. Rudy, I cannot even tell you how excited I am about these prayer bots. They're going to be like one of those candles you can put in the Catholic Church that prays for you for a while till it burns out. These things aren't going to burn out, and you know that incense is going to rise to heaven, which is going to be sort of that electrical fire smell, you know, when something's been going for too long. But that's going to be the evidence that it has prayed continuously. It's going to be setting fire alarms off till it burns itself out.
Hashtag amen to that, TJ. And now, a lot of this might sound pretty incredible to you. It might be a lot to sort of wrap your mind around. But today, because this is such an incredible opportunity, we wanted to give you a real big package. And so for this week only, what you can do is, for $500 of cyber sex, we will throw in one of the cardboard cutouts that represents you for free. And in addition, there will be an opportunity for you to load up one of them prayer bots. And, you know, this is one of those type of opportunities that we're expecting a pretty incredible flood. And, you know, and I'll admit, there's going to be some more work when we start getting into these things. But we truly believe that this is the way that has been laid out for us. We could choose no other path. But in truth, you know, there is a lot of work to be done here in Cross Vegas. And between the cyber sectionals, the celestial cyber sex, and between the cardboard cutouts and between the mass burning, there's a lot of things. And TJ and I, we had to stand back the other day and think, you know what? It's kind of like Moses and Aaron. There's just too many things to be done, and we got to start to delegate.
We do. And I've been working hard on these prayer bots. And that's kept me away from a lot of my usual ministry duties. And it is true that we need help. We obviously need your help, dear listeners, as we've been pleading every episode, but it might be time that we expand the ministry out a little bit, kind of push some boundaries with who we're hiring. And just recently we decided, you know, we're kind of hype men ourselves, but then we need an additional hypester, kind of a hipster hype mogul to mogul underneath us a bit, or mogul down the hill ahead of us. So we've been doing some interviews. We've been trying to figure out who can be the third member of Cross Vegas Ministry Team, or I should say, thank you lawyers for tweeting me right there, Patriotic American Prosperity Church and Amalgamated Enterprise of the Greater Southwest LLC ministers.
And truthfully, you know, we are two men, very capable, but there was a bit of a wall that we hit when we think, you know, there's some things that maybe would be better with the gentle touch of a woman. And we didn't want to be so bullheaded to think that this could all be done with two men. And so we started to spread our nets a little bit wider. And I even at one point was feeling a little bit desperate. We just weren't getting the type of resumes that we wanted and the hits that we wanted. And admittedly, there was some more creative searching through other apps. But let's just say that Tinder has its purposes, and it has some other creative purposes that we can use for his purposes. But anyway, we were able to come across one profile in particular that really sparked our interest in more than one way.
Yeah, when I saw the name KJB Bride Jolene, I thought, wow. I remember that Dolly Parton song. That's the first what came to my mind. And I thought, you know, maybe this Jolene could be our publicist. She put all kinds of material on her profiles, kind of duplicated across the platforms just to highlight her abilities on the social media, the abilities of getting some search results, some natural organic search results, and she could power us to the next stage we needed. Of course, we need help getting our events out there. We need help on a couple of levels, and you know, I was a little surprised, Rudy, to hear that you'd already gotten in contact with her when I found her, and she didn't, you know, when I was messaging her. She didn't mention that she'd already had a similar inquiry, and I know we got our sales a little crossed up there, but I think she might be able to really help, but I just want to know from you, you know, who's on point for this. I think our listeners would like to know too.
Well, yeah, I was, and I'm sorry, maybe this is just one of those things when the right hand and the left hand don't know what they're doing, but in this case, I think we both know what we're doing. But I'd say that, you know, I'd reached out and she responded, and then I said, well, in order to get some more information, I'd just like to invite you to slide into my DMs, and she did do that, and so then we had a short little bit of an interview there, and I was very impressed by a lot of things, and I know that. You know, you were running point on a lot of the main things, but I thought maybe I didn't want to accidentally lose this one, if you know what I mean. And there's a lot of reasons why I think she'd be a great member of this team and an incredible asset to our all of our work, in particular these fundraising things. But, you know, you see someone out on social media and they have great pictures, and these days, you know, they say about going to a job interview, you want to put your best foot forward and be all you know, put your best suit on and so forth. Well, these days that comes in the form of you know, a nice set of pictures, and so I was very impressed by just that professionalism. But I was I did mention that, you know, you might be reaching out as well. So there was no sinful selfishness by any part. This is no Apollos and Paul situation. This is just two busy guys trying to get some help.
You know, I tried to get right into business matters as quickly as I could. But you know how it is with not-for-profits. You want to make sure the people you're hiring in are bought into the ministry. They're committed to the mission. So initially, I asked her to look into getting some celestial cyber sections from our website to just kind of prove that she was all in. But then, you know, the weirdest thing was she said, well, you know, actually, I got some money problems of my own, and I'm wondering if you could do an initial donation over to me. And I thought, well, chicken or the egg here? I mean, who's sowing seed onto whom here? I just didn't understand in this new modern way of getting to know young women online, who's supposed to be casting their seed first.
You know, I just want to be completely upfront and honest and with you, and authentic. And that's very important. That's currency these days. That I did offer a bit of a sign-in bonus when she slid into my DMs. So that's probably what she was referring to. And I apologize for not telling you about that sooner.
Well, she did stop asking for anything, but I'm a little disappointed. Usually, you know, we make some joint treasury decisions. Well, I think we'll be better off one way or another in close proximity to Jolene, to KGB bride Jolene. Once she starts working for us, I know she's coming on a little late for the mask burning ceremonies, but maybe she's just here in time for the water skiing throne of the Lord.
Yeah, we definitely look forward to working with her in person. I know that working with her virtually and cyberly has been a pleasure, but it's hope to get her here from Farmington, and then we can really get down to business.
Recently, we promised to update our listeners on our progress with getting autism, having all the vaccines we possibly can, and we've got a bit of an update for you today, and I am proud to say it has gone famously. It has gone better than either of us could imagine. I don't actually know what your count is right now on the number of vaccines. I'm at five. I think I've done the hepatitis ones. I did get the measles, mumps, and rubella at the same time, so that got me quite a ways. And you know, I experienced two things that I did not anticipate. One was with the pertussis vaccine. It puffed my arm right up, and I thought, oh my goodness. This is not just helping my health, it's helping my physique. I had no idea that would be one of the side effects. All I was trying to do was get autism for counting cards, and then I have a better body after this? Why didn't anybody tell me about this? And then when I had the influenza B, I had a bit of a fever, as they said I might. I'm glad they warned me. But what they didn't tell me was that I would have the best and most impactful spiritual vision quest I've ever had in my grown days. Rudy, I think if you're willing, I'd like to tell this little vision. So I saw the whole structure across Vegas from the Coliseum of Christian gladiatorial victory at the bottom, up through the pyramid and the Eiffel Tower, all the way through the brilliant white marbled flesh of King David. It was shimmying and rumbling. And I thought it was an earthquake at first. You know, out west here, we got a couple of fault lines heading through places, and you know how that goes from time to time. But I didn't think it was an earthquake for long, because then I started to see chunks of ice form and fall from the sides of the Eiffel Tower, and well, the shimmying and shaking's going, and then there was great billowing clouds of smoke and fire, very much like onto the prophecies of the prophets and Saint John of the Apocalypse. And the whole structure, Rudy, it just lifted off like a Saturn V spaceship, completely wiping out that part of Mesquite Avenue with its fiery blast, and it headed off into orbit. And then parts of the church started to burn themselves out and fall away like there are booster stages on a rocket, till only the statue of David was left. He started to tip back towards the earth, give me a little wink of his eye, a little okay sign with his hand, and then he plummeted back towards earth, just a few blocks away from where it started, crashed right through the glass, Rudy, get this, right through the glass of the Crystal Methodist Cathedral, and just hung there in midair, daring them to continue their service in spite of a magical spaceship King of Israel sculpture hovering above them all. It was by far the best and most impactful vision the Lord has ever given me. So that combined with the arm swelling, I mean, this is helping my figure and my faith. Rudy, this is going better than I could possibly have predicted.
TJ, that is incredible. I had no idea. You know, I'd seen the Rain Man a dozen times, and I don't remember anything like that. So I would just say, hallelujah. A lot of thanksgiving for that. Who knows what this whole project is going to yield for us. And if we're keeping score, I would say I can match you that 5, but then I got something else that might, you know, turn the tables toward me, if you know what I mean.
Don't tell me you're past 5 already. You got a half dozen? You got...
Well...
Where are you at?
Well, here we go. We got, like you, I got the measles, mumps, and sarsaparilla. And the side effects were that I'd had one of my best free sale games I ever had. And I almost finished a Sudoku. And so I'm like, man, I'm on my way. And then I went out to I went to the public health, and they said, well, I just said, I just need some vaccinations. And they said, well, where's your card? And I had this one that had the previous measles, mumps, and sarsaparilla noted on there. And they said, well, when was the last time you had a tetanus? And I said, excuse me? I never heard of that in my life, so they gave me a tetanus. And when I had that tetanus, the same thing happened to me. My arms started getting real swollen, like you were saying. And so I said, I'm going to go around to the other public health on the other side of town and get one on my other arm. So I did that. I don't know if I can count that as 2.
You don't want to be like a weird Popeye kind of figure where it only goes in one, like when he has half the can of spinach.
Right, like one of them guys from the M. Night Shyamalan movies. So then I was thinking, well, why am I avoiding the one vaccine that's really going to do the trick? And so I went down to a third public health, and I thought I'd just get the Corona 19 one, just knock that out. And they said that there was a system and I need to register, and it seemed rather confusing. So I said, well, I need to leave with some kind of vaccine. And then they asked me if I'd had a flu shot. And I was like, well, ain't that what I'm here for? The Corona 19 flu. And they said, no, this is a... So I was like, well, okay, I'll get your flu shot. And so that was that was okay for a couple of minutes. And by the time they put that Band-Aid on me, boy, oh boy, did my body respond. At first, I thought it was some of that leftover demon from that time that I fell asleep in a state park and someone stung me with one of them murder hornets. And then the nurses started running around and they were saying some word. They were saying anaphylactic. And my breathing started to get strange. And I was thinking to myself, what in the world is an anaphylactic? And then the next thing I know, out of nowhere, I got hit with a freebie, another vaccine right in my leg. And this one, now if I thought the other reaction was strong, this one was real strong, because suddenly I began to breathe better, and it was just like this rush of adrenaline and blood just went right through me. And, you know, I never heard of no anaphylactic before, but man, once the nurses all explained to me that actually I'd had the one flu shot, but then the second vaccine they gave me was actually something called an EpiPen. And my body, I thought had been compromised, but now it was glorified. And I hadn't felt a rush like that since the time Reverend Tilton laid his hands all over me. So then they're lecturing me about this and that, about vaccines, and I just had a smile, because not only could I tally another one up in the win column, but they also gave me 3 of them EpiPens, 3 more vaccines that I could take home. And I thought, oh boy, what am I gonna do with these 3? And my conscience started to get to me a little bit, because I thought, you know, I'm not sure if I'm quite playing by the rules with this. And I was a bit plagued by that spirit of Sapphira, and I thought about keeping it a secret from you, in the spirit of brotherly affection and competition. But then the other day when I saw you dragging, you seemed a bit down. Well, you know, I guess you weren't just down. I'm, in fact, you were, as I remember, lower than a crippled cricket's ass. I'm sorry. Sorry for my language. But I came up behind you and I vaccinated you with that EpiPen, and I'll let you tell the rest about what happened.
Well, first I was mad because, just like you, I had people sting me with murder hornets while I was asleep before, and it is no fun. But man, I was productive that day. You know, I thought at first it was just the anger, like, oh, this Rudy has stung me with a murder hornet. I am mad, and I'm going to outdo him in love and good works today, like you would not believe. And what ended up happening was, I just went on a tear. I started writing letters to every councilman about all our plans. I went on Reddit. I think I got more likes and bans than I ever got before. I was just owning the libs over and over and over again, like I've never done, in all sorts of original ways too. I wasn't even copying and pasting like I usually do from one place to another. But after that day, I didn't sleep until a couple days later, but that was one of the most productive times of my entire life. And so, you know, I went out once I learned that secret. We kept on learning all these secret medicines, these medicinal secrets. So I went out to the pharmacy and said, "What is this EpiPen?" And they say, "Well, if you're allergic, it's this life-saving device." And I was like, "Well, what do I got to be allergic to? I just need some EpiPens." They started listing stuff. You got murder hornets. You got regular bees. You got wasps. You got fire ants. And I just started saying yes from time to time. They're like, "All right, how many you need?" And I took 3 or 4 that day, because I listed out a number of yeses in that column to what am I allergic to. And, you know, the last couple of days, we've just been giving each other some boosts. You know, it's not a secret anymore. They just come up right in front of you. Don't have to come up behind you. Just stab you right in the forehead with one of them, and you have some real brain waves then. I keep a notepad next to me when I stab you with an EpiPen, because I gotta write those brain waves right down into our minister plans.
it's like the exact opposite of someone crouching behind you and shoving you real hard in the chest and you land in the pool. It's like that, but like with energy and clarity. And the best thing about the EpiPen vaccine is you can take it in the leg, you can take it in the behind, and you can surprise people with it. And I love giving you them vaccines, and it's just a way that we can demonstrate support for one another. And I don't know if we can exactly tally up each time or if the EpiPen is just considered one on our tally of vaccines, but I'm so glad we stumbled upon it. And the things that we have been stumbling upon in this whole competition of ours have been bearing fruit 100-fold. So we'll keep you updated, because we're still not done, because I still ain't got that Corona 19 one, but I'll be we'll keep effort in that and see what the Lord provides.
Edition of Turnt or Burnt, our ongoing copyrighted incisive cultural commentary segment. Now, Rudy, more important events of a patriotic, or if you will now, patriotic nature in our country. You've been watching the CPAP conference, haven't you? You've been watching that conservative conference.
Oh, I have. It's been like the Super Bowl of truth, if you will. It's been wonderful.
So, Turnt or Burnt, the golden statue of President Trump over at the CPAP conference. So, my main objection, Rudy, I just got to throw this out here. He's not wearing proper pants, and I feel like that's disrespectful to show him in those boxer shorts. I used to be a prude, so I still kind of get that sickened response when I see a man in a tank top or shorts, especially as august and dignified a man as Donald Trump. And I just can't really get over that. I mean, it's kind of in my DNA. I'm not a prude anymore, but I was one of the founding members of the society to abolish sleeveless shirts and legless pants. So I still kind of get that little vomit in my mouth taste whenever I see somebody who should be wearing a suit and has just got a swimsuit on instead.
And that's quite the observation there. And you know, there's a lot of things about that golden, beautiful statue, but the lack of pants was quite alarming. And sadly, you know, we want America to see the current president, and by that I mean Donald Trump, in his best light. Unfortunately, the leftist media, their objective for the CPAP is a smear campaign, if you will, and so for that reason, I can't say burnt on this, because there's no way I could turn my back on a man like that, even in idol form, and even as I research what an idol is, from, you know, like Psalm 115 in the KJV, of course, it says that the idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. And I thought, well, I don't see as much silver in there. They have mouths, but they speak not. True. Eyes, but they see not. I don't know. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. Have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. Based on this, I don't believe that was actually an idol.
No, not at all.
And I'm going to have to say that it's turnt. although it's there's some things like you mentioned, I have to stand behind our leader, gold or not, and say his term.
Who better to be honored with the golden statue on wheels? To the extent that those wheels wheel them in onto that stage, I guess something's turning. I can come around and on this one with you, but with those minor disagreements.
So we'll move on to another very, very interesting story that I came across as I was scrolling through some social media. And I really like to do a deep scroll every now and again. And one of my sort of accounts that I'm looking to really influence, I know that this person, a particular person, does need the Lord. That being a gentleman that happens to reside in Europe, and he's the Pope, regarded by a lot of people all around the world. And I think that with a lot of hard work, me and you can really do a work in his life. But that's beside the point. But anyway, on his Instagram, there was some very interesting content that seemed to catch his eye. That being of a certain lady that we might expect to be followed by a teenage boy.
Yeah, the Pope's Instagram account liked a picture of a Brazilian lingerie model. I don't know what to say about this. I'm a mixed bag on this one. I think I'm gonna say it's turnt, but with some caveats. So I bet the Pope's reach doubled after that, by the way. I mean, some people get all the breaks. Like, we would never have that kind of luck. Right, that's some papal bull right there, if you ask me. But so I don't know if it was the Pope himself, though. I think there's some controversy over this. The Vatican has said the Pope himself did not like that posting. So it's got to be someone running his socials for him. So maybe it's like a kid running it. You know, he's contemplating a vow of celibacy. He's struggling with some impure thoughts. And then, you know, he forgot he was signed in as the Pope when he went online for a bit of a hotness harvest. You know, I did much the same. Signed in as my mom on Reddit and just went flaming some libs with post after post. And then that got her banned from her novelty knitters interest group permanently, I believe. And that caused some trouble in the Vangeli household.
Well, you know, we all have a burner account every now and again, and we use it for when for people whose maybe desires are burning, and I think maybe a couple of wires got crossed in this particular situation.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this is primarily turnt. Gave me a good chuckle and gave us also the good news that for once we found a closeted heterosexual in the Catholic Church.
Well, that's something I can agree with right there.
All right, turnt or burnt number three, Dunkin' Donuts, hashtag cheer sin. Rudy, what do you have to say about this?
Well, I'd say like every hard-nosed, conservative Christian male, I drink my coffee black with a big load of heavy cream and three pumps of vanilla, one sugar, and a peppermint stick. But I'm not so much into any coffee company that's going to give thanks for sin. And I know that Dunkin' tries to appeal to some of those more international folks out there, where, and in other parts of the world, I don't know if you know this, but cheers is a way of saying thanks. And I am not thankful for sin, so therefore, I'd say this is 100% burnt.
I'm with you there. This is explicit support for sin from corporate America. Not to mention that sugar plum coffee is a very grave offense against the natural law. So I'm sorry, cheer sin, Dunkin' Donuts, that is burnt.
Well, dear listeners, that's all the time we have for today. This is the Cross Vegas podcast that you have been listening to. We are coming to you straight from the Big Easy Las Vegas. Check us out on all our social medias, and we will see you again next time.
#CheerRighteousness.